Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, April the 10th. The grains closed mixed with May corn up 3 cents, 434 and a quarter, May wheat up 0.75 cents, 558 and a half, and May beans down 9 3/4 cents at 1164 and 3/4. The meal was the big loser, down 470. The oil was up 8 ticks. The export sale this morning of 254,000 new crop beans to unknown didn't help the beans at all out here. Looked like professionals were trying to get positioned to be short beans, long corn going into the report tomorrow. And that makes some sense considering what they're looking for in the carryouts. The average guess on the corn is 2.105 million bushels. That's down 67 million bushels from last month. Beans, 319 million bushels, up 4 million from last month's 315, and the wheat up 12 at 685. So corn a little bit friendly, beans a little bit negative. The world carryouts corn, 317 million metric tons. That's down from 319.6, so a reduction of 2.6 million. The beans, 112.6 million metric tons. That's down 1.7 million metric tons from last month. The wheat, 258.6, down 200,000 metric tons from last month. The soybean estimate for Brazil is down sharply. They're looking at soybean production at 151.7. That's down 3.3 million metric tons from last month. The corn down almost 2 million metric tons to 122.1. The corn in Argentina down 700,000, but the beans up 200,000. I'd like to see that bean number in Brazil get under 150. I think it's much closer to that. We'll see what the government comes out with tomorrow. But, overall today was a little bit choppy. The wheat was stymied a little bit by the strong dollar. It's up 104 ticks right now. It's at 104.96. off of the CPI. The Dow Jones is down 490 points. It's about 90 off its lows. It's still under quite a bit of pressure here. The S&P and NASDAQ are also lower. The metals were mixed. Silver put in a wild day. It was up 70, it broke 70, came back, rallied a dollar, broke another 70. So it's been all over the map. Gold, for the most part, since the opening has been lower and finished. Right now, it's down 960 an ounce. So kind of a wild day here between the metals and the Dow Jones and the dollar. But we have to wait to see what the reports are tomorrow. On the bullish side, you got the funds heavily short. On the bearish side, you got the American farmer holding on to 5 billion bushels of old crop corn, and I believe that's a problem. So hopefully, we'll get a rally before another potential break in this corn market toward the end of the month and give us another opportunity to market some more grain on a rally. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.